All right, thanks, fellas. Here with Bears general manager Ryan Pace as we get you set for Week 15 and the Minnesota Vikings here at the University of Minnesota. Hey, even Jay Cutler admitted this week it was a tougher deal for players to just say, okay, you know, the, whatever 48-hour rule there is, win or lose. Did you notice that at all?
No, honestly, Jeff, I think everyone was disappointed, obviously, after a game like that. And that kind of bleeds into the night. But come Monday morning, you know, I thought we did a good job of turning the page to the Vikings, really. And, you know, John always does an excellent job in his Monday morning meetings and just being honest with the team about what occurred and what areas we need to improve on.
You know, one of them was offensive line. It struggled that game, no doubt about it. And they've been solid all season long, but things went south in the penalty department. A couple things went south overall. What'd you think of it?
You know, we knew coming into that game they have good pass rushers, the Redskins do. And, you know, you see periods of good play, but, you know, obviously we had some breakdowns too. And I think some of that comes with playing younger players and players adjusting to new positions. But it's just really about developing consistency, and not just with the O-line, but the entire team.
Yeah. For whatever reason, Kyle Long was a big topic on Thursday this week. Media asked a lot of questions about his position at right tackle and what his future position might be. They asked everybody across the board. Thoughts on where you envision it?
It's a good question. We like Kyle a lot. He has a lot of athletic traits that make him a versatile player. But right now, where we're at, it's best that he just focus on right tackle and being the best player he can be at right tackle. And that's really what we're all focused on as a team and as him as an individual.
I think most folks envisioned the decision on Kevin White to go exactly the way it went. But at the same time, were there a lot of internal discussions about it?
You know, and our goal the entire time was, hey, don't rush this. Let's do the right thing for his long-term success. And that's what we've done. We're all pleased with his progress. We're excited about the momentum he's built going into the offseason. So he's chugging right along, and we're fired up.
It's college bowl season, and you guys have been busy, obviously, all year. But, you know, when you start to see some of the cream rise to the top and they become more of a focus, are you getting excited about that?
Exciting time of year right now from a player evaluation standpoint. But, you know, the process, it never ends. I mean, the media focuses on right after the season. But our college scouts were out grinding, you know, during training camp. So, behind the scenes, I'm excited about the player personnel group we put together. Josh Lucas, Joe Douglas, Champ Kelly, those are all big components to our future success. So I would say this, I'm really confident going into free agency, going into the draft process with the scouts that we've assembled.
Especially in the college angle, you see out there. I mean, are there a lot of depth out there?
There's a lot of depth in a lot of different positions, and we're really getting full speed into it. I mean, we'll all kind of selectively go to some of these bowl games coming up, and then the All-Star games will be around the corner, and then the combine, and so it's upon us. It's a cool time of year.
All right, and your evaluation of your roster continues. You've seen a lot of your roster this season. See a little more today. Do you want to keep seeing more of that as the season winds?
You know, with injuries and the roster turnover that we've had an opportunity to see a lot of different players play this year. So that's been a good thing in that regard. I think there's been a lot of younger players that have got to play too, and that's huge for our player development. You know, we're at tops in the league in total snaps taken by rookies. I think we're like top five in that category. But we're constantly evaluating our roster. We're watching it closely down the stretch too, because I think it's important. I mean, we're obviously looking for certain physical traits, but you're also looking every single day on how, you know, each player's makeup and how they respond to adversity. And you know, the season's a grind, so it's a good time to watch them this time of year.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks, Jeff.
That's Bears general manager Ryan Pace. More pregame now with Ron, Jim, and Jay.